White House launches website exposing media bias. By Nick Gilbertson on November 29, 2025. The White House launched a website on Friday exposing left-wing media bias, complete with a media offender of the week and an offender hall of shame. The White House currently names CBS News, the Boston Globe, and the Independent under its media offender of the week. The White House cites the outlet's coverage of President Donald Trump's calls for accountability for Democrat lawmakers who implied that he had given illegal military orders as the reason for saddling them with the weekly title. In a video published on November 18, Senators Elissa Slotkin, DME, and Mark Kelly, DOZ, as well as Reps. Maggie Goodlander, DNH, Jason Crow, DCO, Chrissy Houlihan, DPA, and Chris DeLuzio, DPA, released a video telling service members and intelligence officers that they can refuse illegal orders, implying that Trump had issued illegal orders, without specifying what orders they believe to be unlawful. "This is really bad and dangerous to our country. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. Seditious behavior from traitors. Lock them up," Trump wrote in a Truth Social post responding to an article on the Democrats' video. "Seditious behavior, punishable by death," he wrote in another post. The White House site features a fact-check style the offense heading regarding the three outlets' coverage. The media misrepresented President Trump's call for members of Congress to be held accountable for inciting sedition by saying that he called for their execution, it reads. Under a second heading reading The Truth, it states, "The Democrats and fake news media subversively implied that President Trump had issued illegal orders to service members. Every order President Trump has issued has been lawful. It is dangerous for sitting members of Congress to incite insubordination in the United States military, and President Trump called for them to be held accountable," it adds. Further down on the page is the Offender Hall of Shame, currently occupied by The Washington Post, CBS News, CNN, and MSNBC. The page also consists of a running list of claims the White House deems false or misleading that are sorted into different categories, including bias, malpractice, lie, and left-wing lunacy, to name a few. The Washington Post sits atop the overall leaderboard of offenders, followed by MSNBC and CBS News in second place. CNN, The New York Times, Politico, and The Wall Street Journal are also represented on the leaderboard.